Oh, there are a lot of people here. Better speak into the microphone. Can you hear me up the back? I think I can hear myself, so. Anyway, I'd like to acknowledge that this launch is being held on the land of the Ngunnawal, and we pay our respects to them and their cultures and to elders both past and present, and to acknowledge all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people here today. I would also like to acknowledge the Honourable Karen Andrews for being here today. Thank you for coming. And any other politicians, parliamentarians and special guests, welcome. As President of Adult Learning Australia, I'm really looking forward to this evening's screening of In My Words and the official launch of Adult Learners Week. And before I hand over to Karen Andrews, I would just like to set the scene and give you a small snapshot on what community-based education is in Australia. I think everyone in this room will be familiar to a greater or lesser degree with the adult and community education sector. At an educator level, Adult and Community Education, or ACE as we call it, is a community-based, owned and managed, not-for-profit educational sector that have adult education as its primary focus. As a sector, we are committed to providing accessible learning opportunities for adults that meet their needs and support community development and in a place-based environment. In a week that is all about adult learners, who are these everyday Australians continuing to learn throughout their lives? We estimate that just about half of Australia's working age population engage in ongoing learning and education, many of them in the community space. In the ACE community space, there are four key areas of learning: personal interest, information, non-formal learning activities, adult basic education, both non-formal and formal, VET, accredited VET training, and pathway learning from non-formal to formal. As we will find out tonight, the ACE sector plays a crucial role in improving literacy and numeracy levels in Australia. The adult basic education programs in ACE cater in particular for adults with limited formal education or English language skills. These programs cover literacy, numeracy, English as an additional language, digital literacy and other foundation skills such as communication, problem solving, presentation and management skills. They are all provided with a high level of support. People learn in many different learning, in different community-based environments. For example, there are 320,000 people undertake learning activities at neighbourhood houses every week, which equates to 14.5 million people visits across the entire neighbourhood house and centre network every year. And by far, the majority of these centres, 98% report that they engage people on low incomes, socially isolated people, those at risk of social isolation, and people with low levels of formal education and training. I would encourage those of you who haven't done so to visit your local community centre, neighbourhood house or community college. Adult learners might finish their course with a new skill or qualification, but they also leave with a sense of purpose, self-confidence, improved self-esteem, and are often less socially isolated than they were previously, and often improve mental and physical health. And they are engaged with their community, in many cases for the first time. This, to me, is the real power of Australia's adult and community education sector, building connected and sustainable communities.